Okay, we are back inside the Quicken Loans studios at YSR as we continue our free agency update in the NBA. Right now, it is time to take a look at the options and the offers. We want to get the full lowdown. And joining us on this July 4th holiday is the senior NBA analyst from Basketball Insiders. That is Mr. Bill Ingram, who is always there for us, always available when we need him. We so appreciate the time. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Okay, it is a busy time of year from you. You're tracking players and teams and where the top agents, free agents, should sign. A lot of intrigue. Let's first start off our conversation by talking about the Miami Heat and the latest rumors. What is your belief about the Big Three and the sustainability?
Well, the thing that you have to understand about free agency is that these guys who are currently under basically a cap hold situation, even though they've opted out, they still belong to the Miami Heat. And so the Miami Heat can sign any number of people that they want to sign and then re-sign their own players without having to worry about the cap so much, just you start to worry about luxury tax. So Miami's not exactly in a terrible situation, but they don't have as much cap space as everybody's talking about. People have said $55 million in cap space. That's really not entirely true if you count their cap holds. If you waive a cap hold, which is your right to a player, that means you can't re-sign that player. So the Heat are not quite as flush with cash as everyone would have you believe. What I do like is that LeBron James, instead of last time where he allowed all his people to handle it and it turned into that big fiasco, and he was personally telling people that he was going to stay in Cleveland, and then when the announcement came and he said Miami, and you know, people in Cleveland started burning jerseys.
Right.
This time LeBron is the one, seems like, really calling his own shots, and he's waiting. You know, he's in conversation with Pat Riley, and he's waiting and giving Miami a chance to put a team together that can compete for a championship, and then he's probably going to re-sign. I mean, that just seems like how that's going to go. I think Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh will be back at lower numbers, but if somebody's not going to be back, I'd say Bosh, because he was of the three the least helpful. But my belief is all three of them will be back, just it'll be LeBron getting the lion's share of the money this time around.
The senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And that really is the task at hand for Pat Riley, is upgrades with their supporting cast. I mean, they've got to retool this roster for another championship run, don't they?
Well, they do. And it's amazing how quickly a team can go from everybody saying they're as good as Michael's Bulls and, you know, crazy stuff like that. The Celtics team that won 11 championships in a row, and you know, the historical perspective gets completely lost at the expense of modern excitement. But you know, now after San Antonio thoroughly dismantled Miami, it's the Heat are too old and they have this problem, they're not deep enough, and it's just LeBron should just leave.
Yeah,
like, okay,
right.
It's been 2 weeks since they were crowned the best team ever. So I think everybody needs to take a deep breath. You could bring that team back with the same people. Obviously, Shane Battier, unfortunately, is retiring. But you could bring the exact same team back with one minor tweak here and there. They'd still win the East. The East is terrible. The question is, can they win the West? Can they beat the West? And that is very, very debatable because the West gets tougher every year. So I don't think it's as big a problem as people would have you believe. I think a pretty good college team could make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. So the Heat should have no problem winning the East. The question is, can you beat the West? And I just don't, you know, if you could have gotten a Kyle Lowry, yeah, that would have probably, that would have helped a lot. I don't know if you'd beat San Antonio, but certainly it would help a lot. Carmelo might help. I don't know if there's enough shots, but that might help. But I don't see that happening either. I think Miami's going to come back and look pretty similar to last year's team and be very good and get all that hype again until the playoffs and, you know, all that.
Okay, so let's talk some more about LeBron James. 4 seasons after taking his talents to Miami, let's kind of have some fun here. I mean, what team really does warrant a serious consideration and perhaps another option for him?
Well, I think obviously Cleveland is one that they can't, I don't see how they actually pull it off. But Cleveland's a team that does warrant consideration because you have Kyrie Irving, who has just re-inked, to his credit, silencing all this silly talk about he was going to leave and he's not happy there. I'd never heard that from him. I was really surprised. Turns out it wasn't true. Shockingly, the media were just, you know, making up stuff. But so there's that. There's the fact that they have the topic in the draft. You know, you've got a very exciting player coming in, and he's one of the most touted athletes to come along. And so I think you're going to have an opportunity to say, hey, you can play, and you move. Wiggins is going to play the three, so LeBron, you can play the four. We've got reasonable talent at center. We've got very good talent now at small forward and power forward and excellent talent at point guard. So, you know, that, I think there's a case to be made. I don't think he leaves Miami. Houston would probably be the best in terms of if he's actually going to win a championship to overcome the Western Conference. If he went to Houston, you have with Dwight another outstanding defensive player. So the Rockets would all of a sudden be a very good defensive team instead of a very bad defensive team. Then you have a lot of scoring with James Harden, with Dwight, and Chandler Parsons will be back. You have a very deep, very talented team there. It's a chance that, you know, what the Rockets need is to add somebody who makes up for what their coaching staff lacks and for what their current assortment of players lacks, and that's defense, and LeBron would do that. But does he leave for Houston? Houston doesn't have the actual ability to pay him the max number that he's looking for, so take a little bit of a pay cut. The tax arguments don't work because Miami is the same as Texas. There's no there is no state income tax. So hard to see that. I really just think as much as he would fit well with Houston, he'd fit great with Chicago. I just don't see him leaving Miami.
Talk to us about the future for Chris Bosh and what kind of contract that he could command.
Well, you know, you look at what he did. The argument has been that he's not the A-tier guy. He never has been. Brian Colangelo finally admitted to me what I'd been telling him for years up in Toronto, that you've got Robin, not Batman, and you're paying him like Batman. And that's very much the case. And as people talk about, you know, Chris Bosh being in Houston, well, it'd be a good consolation to LeBron or Carmelo. No, it really wouldn't, because he looked twice Duncan's age almost in the finals, and Duncan is the guy that's supposed to be old. So, you know, is he a good player? He's an underrated defender. He can score some points. Why you've got a seven-footer settling for and looking for three-pointers all game, I don't understand that. But, you know, he's a useful guy. I don't know that I'm certainly not going to make him my A-list or even B-list, like guy that's going to change your team. Like if you're Houston, for example, and you miss LeBron and you miss Carmelo, you chase Bosh. Maybe a little better than Pau Gasol at this point, because Pau is also at the end of his prime, and you know. But you're Dallas with cap space, you want Chris Bosh. You're Houston, you want Chris Bosh. I just don't see you're the Lakers, you're the Knicks. I just don't see him as being somebody that you're going to pay a bunch of money to.
Okay, well, what about Dwayne Wade? Because he cannot continue to log heavy minutes and play at that elite level. I mean, in terms of, especially with his health. I mean, he did struggle.
Yeah, he did. And the longer the playoffs got, the worse he looked. He was almost invisible in the finals. And while, to their credit, that was not the story. It was not about Dwayne Wade. We were all watching that series going, man, what's Wade doing? Where is he? Go do that Dwayne Wade thing. And he never did. So I think, you know, are we going to hear about him going off to Europe like Kobe did and having some kind of new age, nouveau knee surgery and trying to revamp that knee? Maybe. It helped Kobe a little bit, but then the body continues to break down, as we've seen with Kobe. And I think what really the only solution is, you have to do what Popovich has done so brilliantly. You have to limit minutes. You have to give games off. You have to make sure that come playoff time, Dwayne Wade is ready to be Dwayne Wade the way Tim Duncan was ready to be Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and, for that matter, Tony Parker. He has to be in a situation like Miami where you have a superstar that you're complimenting instead of trying to be the superstar, and that's how Dwayne Wade can still contribute to a team. He, too, I very much believe will be in Miami.
Okay, we're up against the clock. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with the senior NBA analyst of Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram.